Everything is awesome when you are part of the Emily Blitz team. We are talking about women in politics and why it is good for America. It is the year of the woman. It is yet again an election cycle where Black women are going to save America. My special guest for what is now a weekly segment here on the Maggie Dawn Show is Christina Reynolds. She is the Senior VP of Communications and Content at Emily's List. Every Wednesday, folks, in the 2:30 slot, you're going to want to tune in. If you care about politics, if you love a woman, you're going to want to tune in every Wednesday at 2:30. Thanks so much for making time, Christina. We left it and we were talking about really women running, not because they want to climb the ladder of politics, but running because they feel compelled to do so, to redress a wrong, to address a need in their family or their community, to make things better. It's usually not because they think they're going to become president, as is the case for Vice President Harris. I think if you asked her, while she isn't surprised, I think, of where she might be, I don't think she would have said to you when she was running for DA in San Francisco many moons ago that this was clearly in the horizon. Though a funny story about our vice president, this one I can't take credit for. I heard it on the Lawrence O'Donnell show. If you don't know this, when she, and maybe you can speak to this, Christina, because I want to ask you about what are the characteristics, what are the sorts of qualities that Emily's List looks for in potential female candidates. But one of the things that I find really cool is that when Kamala Harris was running for district attorney in San Francisco, Karl Rove, who, if you're not a political wonk, I'll tell you who he is. He's been a longtime Republican strategist. He's now gotten pretty outspoken in his criticisms of Trump, but he's been a conservative strategist and sort of wordsmith, if you will, for many, many years. He saw Kamala Harris speak. And he got real scared and he spent a ton of money to try to defeat her when she ran for the district attorney's office in San Francisco, because he thought this woman can go the distance. Thank you to Emily's List for making sure Karl Rove did not have his way. What is it, Christina, that you look for in candidates?
Well, I just can't believe you found something on which Karl Rove and I agree, but she can go the distance. Yes. She is doing the work. What do we look for? First and foremost is a candidate who has a reason for running and a story to tell. That story can vary. We've seen a lot of different stories out there and a lot of really powerful messages being told, a lot of people talking about their own lived experience. And I think voters are ready to hear that, which is really exciting. You have to be willing to do the work. It is hard work to run for office. It takes a lot of time. You do, unfortunately, have to raise money. I will tell you, as someone who is allergic to asking for people to chip in for the, you know, for pizza when I was in college, like that's not for me, but you could do it. We can teach you how, but you have to be willing to put in the time and put in the work. You know, we look at, where do you live? What are the best offices? Is it a district that we think, you know, there's a path to victory? We don't only play in the easy districts, but also, you know, we don't have unlimited resources. And so we are certainly looking for where we can tell all of our supporters, yes, this candidate's got a shot with your help. And so all of those are things that we look for. The one thing that I think it's really important to know is there is no one box that this is what you have to fit in to be a good candidate. And I do think that's shifted some over the years. But I think what Emily's List is about and has proven is that you don't have to look like everyone who's been elected before. You can break out of that mold and create your own new mold. I mean, I love Vice President Harris said at one point, like, is she the next this person or that person? And I think she said, I'm just Kamala. And yes, that's right. You know, we don't, women candidates sort of struggle against we don't have the archetypes to rely on. You can't look at a woman candidate and say, oh, she reminds me of Reagan or of this person, because there haven't been that many women in this national leadership level. But that can also be a benefit. We can make our own, you know, our own archetypes. And that's a powerful thing and one we're seeing right now at the top of the ticket.
As an economist and a trial lawyer that practiced in securities litigation in New York and abroad, I when I hear stories about this and these archetypes, I've been told by judges that I need to wear a skirt in courtrooms. I've been told by jury consultants, my hair's got to be down and blonder, be nicer, but be firm, all of these things. I love Emily's List work because of this very idea of we're going to remake the way that this is done so that there is a seat for everyone. You do not have to fit in these boxes. Mm-hmm. Bless you all for that. As a woman who's endured that in my own field.
I have to say, it is a huge credit to the thousands of women who have run, because putting your name on a ballot is a very difficult thing. And what we find for so many of our women is they may be the first, whatever they are, woman of color, you know, LGBTQ woman, disabled woman, they may be the first of their kind to get elected in their region. They have usually been a first when they walk into different rooms, and they're willing to raise their hand and do that. And it's a wonderful thing to get to work for women who are so brave and put them, you know, put themselves out there like that.
I always joke, after the first time it was my first, it's never been my first time being a first anymore. We're running out of time, Christina. Very briefly, for people looking to help elect Democratic pro-choice women, what's the best way to get involved?
Yep. Our website, emilyslist.org. You can find all of our candidates. You can find ways. There's a handy dandy thing. If you want to just throw a few bucks at all of them, that money goes directly to the candidates. You can support Emily's List. I would also say follow us on all the social media. One of the biggest things we need to do is lift up the women's accomplishments. And you can find a lot of that on our site and through our social media.
You can find them on the Twit at Emily's List and on Instagram at Emily's /list. That's Christina Reynolds, the SVP for Communications and Content at Emily's List. Emily's List going to join the Maggie Dawn Show every Wednesday at 2:30. We'll be back with more in just a moment.